Unit 7. Extra Listening. Page 59. Hello from Earth. You are going to hear an interview with a reporter about communicating with outer space. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Good evening, and welcome to our show, Beyond the Stars. Joining us today is our guest, Mary Stark, who is a reporter for a leading astronomy magazine. Mary recently wrote an article about communication attempts with other planets, in which she described the new ATA telescope that searches for signals from outer space. Good afternoon, Mary. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here, Carl.
Mary, can you tell us a little bit about this new telescope?
Certainly. The ATA telescope is actually a series of 42 antennas that are designed to identify signals from outer space. Using this telescope, NASA, the Center for Space Exploration in the United States, hopes that within 20 years there will be a 1,000% increase in the number of stars that are examined for alien life.
That's amazing! Tell us, when did NASA first attempt to make contact with other planets?
Well, one of NASA's first major attempts was in the early 1970s. It sent up a pair of gold and aluminium plaques which were attached to the Pioneer 10 and Pioneer 11 spacecraft, the first spacecraft to visit the planets Jupiter and Saturn. On the plaques, there was a drawing of a man and a woman standing in front of a spacecraft. The man's hand is raised as if he is greeting someone.
Why were these drawings made?
Simply in case either satellite came into contact with extraterrestrials who might see the plaques.
Obviously, this hasn't happened yet. Have there been other attempts to communicate with space since the 1970s?
Yes. A few years after the Pioneer program, when spacecraft visited Jupiter and Saturn, scientists decided that the message on the Pioneer plaques didn't include enough information about life on Earth, and so they created the Voyager Golden Record.
And what exactly was that?
It was a collection of records and images that were placed on board two spacecraft launched in 1977. It was created to represent the diversity of life and culture on Earth.
What sort of things did it include?
There were messages in 55 different languages, some of them ancient languages that are no longer used today but have been found in recorded history. The messages included famous quotes from literature and greetings by world leaders. The Voyager Golden Record also contained sounds of nature, such as wind and thunder, and animal sounds, such as whales and birds. Of course, music was also included, since it has always been such an important part of human culture.
Really? That's amazing! What kinds of music were included?
All kinds. There were 90 minutes of recorded music, and the scientists tried to include songs and instruments that represented many different cultures. Bach was the most represented musician. His music appeared 3 times. But there was also jazz, blues, bagpipes, and tribal music.
You mentioned that images were also included in the Voyager Golden Record. What was the reason for that?
Well, the idea was that if whoever found the message couldn't understand any of the languages, they could still see something about life on Earth from the pictures.
So what happened with these attempts to communicate with space?
Both this project and the Pioneer project were very advanced for their time, but actually they only reached a very small area of space. That means that if there are other worlds trying to communicate with us, both the Pioneer project and the Voyager Golden Record could miss them. The new telescope system can search very large areas of space, which gives us better chances of making contact. The focus of this project is also very different.
How is it different?
In the past, we tried to communicate with other worlds by sending messages into space. This project not only sends out messages, it actively looks for any kind of communication from beyond the Earth.
So do you think one day we will succeed in communicating with other worlds?
I hope so. This new system will eventually be able to look for signals over a trillion miles away. So if there is a message out there, we will find it.
Thank you, Mary, for being our guest today. We're looking forward to seeing more of your articles in the future. That's all we have time for today. Tune in next week for another edition of Beyond the Stars.